Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Captain Sandy back here with you. We're listening to the dulcet sounds of Sean Colvin, one of my favorite singers. Don't know if she's a lesbian, but all signs point to yes. I'm back for season 7 of Below Deck Med, and we're in Malta. Gotta cut off Sean Colvin here. I have a remix of her on my latest DJ tour. God, I've missed doing that voice. Anyway, I can't wait to share this new season. I've got all types of new department heads. You know, that rarely happens to me. I like to usually manage who's going to be with me. And we're in Malta, and you don't know where that is. But since I've traveled the world 3 to 4 times, it's an island. It's a very beautiful island.
Travel the world leading.
What?
You were leading.
Leading.
Yes,
I was leading my ship.
All over the world.
Come see me. Come see me on the Lead Her Ship tour. I do hit a couple things this season. But I promise it's going to be wild and a little tricky, as you saw me dancing in the promo for this season. So, new department heads, Malta, a place I've never been. Sure, challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted.
What a smug asshole.
I did miss her a little bit.
I missed making fun of her. She's going to lose her mind this season, and every department head is going to realize what it's the nightmare that it's like working with her.
Well, also, I got to say, though, as much as we go in on her, this is going to be a good season, I think, of Below Deck Med.
Me too.
Mainly because
I think the show's back.
Because this bosun is terrible.
Ooh. Now, she's getting an especially bad edit. Because
Reagan is getting a bad edit.
I call her Reagan because it's all I can see in that name.
It's spelled Reagan, y'all.
Well, G-E-N. But I believe, but
it's
I'm just going to call her Ray Gun.
It's Ray Gun.
Like Ray Gun pottery.
My iPad does correct it to Ray Gun. It puts a space
I had a feeling.
It does. So I'll probably read it that way.
You're
anyway.
Going to.
Yeah.
That was what I was going to.
So y'all, Ray Gun.
I was only going to call her Ray Gun.
Yeah.
Honestly.
It's,
I don't think she's going to be around long, personally.
This is season 7, episode 1. What's this episode called?
There's no place like home.
Oh, there's no place like home where your family
one of my
around
favorite,
you, you're never alone.
Favorite shows, 227.
I loved Jack Kay.
Mary.
Strong, forceful woman.
Very forceful. She knew what she wanted.
Don't think she really needed a man, though.
No. She went from man to man.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I think I preferred Rose.
Yeah. I think she preferred
Sensible Rose.
Sensible Rose.
There's no place like home.
Because that's the name of the ship.
Home.
I have to say.
What do we think about this new ultra-modern power super yacht? Hate it.
It
looks so cold to me.
It looks like a corporate hotel that's in
that
a business
That is exactly
district,
what it's
in
like.
In a boat form.
It looks like those hotels we stayed at called those Element Hotels.
Yeah.
Which I think we're staying at one. We're staying at one in Austin.
Yeah. It's it seems very just kind of Euro trashy.
Yeah. Kind of trying to be like modern but really looking cheap. That's what it feels like to me.
Yes, really looking cheap.
The rooms look better. Like the saloon. And the other like salons look cheap. The rooms look better.
Yes. Woo. Yeah. Now y'all, in case something happens in the world and you think, I can't believe we're doing it. We're actually recording this on July 5th. We're recording this a week in advance. If you don't know already, the episodes drop a week early on Peacock.
Like they did for season 6.
So if you're like dying to know, we're not dropping our episodes until it airs on Bravo. But we're about to go on tour for our Summer Should Be Fun Part 2.
We should announce this is Reality Gaze.
Reality Gaze. I'm Maddie. That's Poodle.
I'm Poodle.
And we're going to go on tour. We're going to Dallas, Austin,
San Diego.
For our 10 million download show. And finally, we're going to end up in Denver.
In Denver.
We're excited. The Mile High City. Maybe you'll get some Mile High dick.
The city that mining built.
It's
I did
true.
A lot of research.
Great.
We're gonna also, you're not only going to laugh at the Reality Gaze show, you're going to learn.
Don't know about learning. But there are VIPs sold out for Dallas and Austin. However, regular tickets are available. And for San Diego and for Denver, there's still VIP.
10 or 12 left.
I believe. If you want to come say hi to us after the show and get a picture and whatever, or like someone gave Poodle just a crocheted pink poodle.
Because she knew I was afraid of balloon animals.
Yeah, so she made a balloon animal.
She gave it to me, didn't say a word, walked right off.
Yeah. She just said, here. Someone just gave me eye cream. They put it in my hand the way you would secretly tip a valet.
Yes.
And they kind of shook my hand. I went, what is in there? And I looked and it was eye cream. I went, I guess I have bags.
People say nice things in their way.
You don't have to give us things, y'all. We're not asking for things.
No.
Please,
no. It's a lot. It's not that I mind it, but it is stuff we have to put in our suitcases.
It is.
And with all the costumes and shit and wigs I packed.
I just packed the merch today, so.
I made it a separate bag for just all my costumes.
It's fine. I can bring it.
So
anyway, come see us live. So we're doing the show a week early. You can watch on Peacock. Also, at our Austin show, if you're a Bravo person, we're going to be talking about Southern Charm with Ronnie.
The Ronnie Karam of Watch What Crappens.
We're doing 90 Day on that show, but we're just going to be talking with him. And
a little segment.
Yeah, and we're going to have a segment with
and
the Reens.
The Reens clan and the Reens, and I believe the Tykes are
No, the Reens are coming. The Tykes are coming.
Yes.
I don't know. I feel like all
I
of
feel like,
fucking...
I feel like most of...
Where are they from?
Sabinal.
Sabinal, Texas is coming, y'all.
We told Jody she can... We'll comp whoever she wants. She's getting back to us.
She's like, I'm getting a list.
It's very exciting, though. I can't wait to see them. I feel like they're our friends, and I feel like I know them, even though we've never met them.
We wanted to try to interview the Tykes, and we were going to... I need a text. And we try to interview the Bolero girls, and we just ran out of time.
I'm still worried about interviewing.
Yeah, I need to text back to them and say it just didn't work in our lives.
I'm afraid that they're just gonna they would just yell at us.
I kind of am here for it. After what trolls say on Twitter, I'm immune to it all now. Just like me, Jinx Monster, water off a duck's back. So anyway, that's it. That works. So a little Bravo news for you. Other than that, our charity this month is the Bridget Alliance. It's on our Facebook group and on our Instagram, actually, because we learned you can do that on Instagram. They help women and or uterus holders get abortions.
Crossing state lines, especially.
They help them travel to get abortion in states that allow that.
Especially after the 15-week limit.
very important charity to our hearts and know to a lot of you. So
especially
give,
what's going on right now.
Yes. So give if you can.
And if you can't, we like I've been saying for the last couple of weeks, if you can't give, we understand that. Maybe volunteer. Volunteer with your local organization, Women's Reproductive Health Organization or Reproductive Health Organization, or just have harder conversations with some of your friends who may not think like you do.
And most importantly, if you're not registered and not an active voter,
you should
you
do
should,
that.
Because that is the fundamental way we can change things
and
in our country.
And speak our minds.
It's true. It sounds easy, but it's important.
It is.
It's kind of like you. You're easy, but you're important.
I am important.
Yeah, but you're real easy.
You can be both.
You can be both.
I agree. I'm shockingly easy.
And very important
like
to me.
I tell men, I'm like, you don't have to wire me a dime. I'm a sure bet.
You're a sure bet. Don't
That's
work
what
that hard.
They call me in college.
There goes sure bet.
You can bet on me, boys.
Just buy me a Big Mac. Works like, every time.
It's a done deal.
It's a done deal.
You don't
deal.
Have to romanticize me.
No.
You don't have to romance me.
No.
No.
No, you don't.
No.
Do you think Captain Sandy likes to be romanced?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, she likes to be told everything that's great about her.
She does. I'm going to say something, not a sorry, but more of proved me wrong, because we have said we're covering also Below Deck Down Under.
Down Under. Badoo!
I was hoping you forgot that.
No, I love it! So, Badoo! Below Deck
But
doo.
We've talked Below, about Badoo. How Captain Hottie, Jason, gets so involved with the crew. I have to say, Captain Sandy fucking helped these people this entire episode doing
Which
shit.
She really did because they were too down. They were
so
too down.
Made me eat because I said Captain Sandy would never do this.
No,
and she just
if it's necessary, she'll do it.
She jumped in there and fucking did it.
She'd rather not. Now, she is going to take credit for it later.
Oh, for sure.
But the thing about it is, with someone like Malia as bosun, she trusted her. That's why y'all. Captain
I think
Sandy
she's also kind of watching him.
Oh,
and keep,
yes.
I think actually being a good captain in
captain
that way.
Captain Sandy doesn't trust people very easily.
Who does?
And well, that's true.
I don't anymore.
But what's happening is all these new crew heads, like she even said, I wrote this down because it was one of the funniest fucking things. She's walking through and Natasha, she's like, so if I walk through the boat, it's going to be fine, right? One of the shittiest things you could say.
It's true.
She had several of that, several of those statements it, like that. This
it's
going to
be hashtag classic Sandy.
Oh,
it's going to be great.
Classic passive aggressive, still smiling about it. Y'all, this is the worst kind of manager. They want in a way they want you to fail to correct you and to make themselves look better.
It's true.
But I love watching it.
And this is the worst type of charter guest, too. And we're going to get into that.
Oh, it's gay bitch.
Gay bitch.
That's the thing. I admit to being a bitch. I'm never this kind of petty customer service bitch.
It's really not gay bitch. It's a gay Karen.
It is. This is really awful.
Yeah.
Even Karens would have a problem
even
with associating
Karens are like,
with this
God.
Guy.
So, okay. So let's just
talk about
let's
the
talk
new,
about we normally
all the new people.
We normally do little
tea bags.
We do little tea bags, little buoys, so to speak.
No, don't like it.
Of information.
Dolphins.
No. but first let's talk about all the new people that are there. So
y'all, first of all, Captain Sandy made a big deal of saying Malia is chief officer on another boat right now, which that's probably true. She did have a scooter accident, and that she was like recouping from that. So I guess timeline wise, it didn't work out. I think she also wanted a season off.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah.
So, because she and that engineer Jake are still going strong, I think.
Oh God, he was hot.
So hot. So they
don't worry,
are,
y'all. We're going to talk about hot this episode.
Okay.
Don't get there yet. We don't have time. No, wait for
okay.
it.
Okay.
But. That's why you need to get it done.
This after this watching crew this is just this right under hotness as the crew of Badoo this season.
Down
under
is real
under.
Hot.
That's a really hot crew.
Okay. So the boat's huge and the chief steward is
Natasha.
Natasha.
and she's got lots of experience.
Where's she from again?
10 years, Yorkshire.
Yorkshire. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, lots of experience. She said she's been a stew of crew of like something like 20 people.
Yeah. And so, this is she's coming from a boat where she was in charge of more people. I like her so far.
I do too.
I like her style. I think her closeness with the other stews is already paying off. We're going to be talking about that later. I have the interiors. My biggest problem is with casting, and I will talk about that.
Okay.
When we get to her.
Okay.
Not anything they're doing. Casting.
I agree.
So we
meet Natasha. Captain Sandy lets her know already there's going to have to be a co-ed bunk.
Right.
She's like,
that's fine. I'll be with Dave, the chef. I don't like him. I promise. We were just together on a boat. It's fine.
Didn't really talk on the boat. And Captain
Not
Sandy
at all.
Said, I'm sorry. Party of Five's on. I gotta go. Gotta go.
It's the one where Jennifer Love Hewitt's boobs grow about a whole three sizes per season.
She loves Party of Five because she got into that because she really got into the Ghost Whisperer.
Yeah.
And then she's like, anything JLH does, I'm going to do.
She's a big fan.
Big fan.
Big fan.
Big fan.
Great actress.
Love her eyes. So beautiful. They just get you.
Anyway, she tells them, we're friends. And Sandy
says...
He's
a great chef. And she's like, great.
And Sandy, Dave comes in, who's gorgeous.
No, first, before Dave, we meet Ray Gunn.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ray Gunn, the boss.
We meet Ray Gunn, who's the bosun. She said she's been yachting for 20 years. She's from Essex, but she lives in Turkey. I wrote 20. How can she? She's only like 24.
Yeah.
I'm going to say two.
Maybe.
I'm going to say two.
I did not write how her experience was.
Y'all, my iPad autocorrects.
But you don't check it?
No!
Just keep going.
Stop it as I go. And so she's from Essex. But
she's an Essex girl, but she's been living in Turkey.
She talks differently. It's not like more Essex. You kind of like, I think of, oh God.
Well, Chloe's an Essex girl. We just interviewed.
Chloe, yes.
Chloe
y'all,
Beach.
Thank you for that. Y'all.
Yes.
Oh, well, the episode dropped like 2 weeks ago.
Never
last
mind.
Week. Well, last week you can listen to our episode with Chloe Veach from Too Hot to Handle and
the
Circle.
And the Circle.
We just talked
about
today.
Talked about sex and how she's into dating criminals. Like I've dated a couple.
We had good slang talk. What's slang for stuff? And she has a podcast called Bangin' with Chloe V. And it's I like it. It's a very sex positive, female led podcast.
She kind of lets it all hang out there.
She really does.
Yeah.
She doesn't have any limits. I respect that.
Yeah.
I guess
we
that's
really
us.
Had a good time.
Okay.
Take your watch off.
No, I was making sure my watch was on Do Not Disturb. Oh, please, Mr. I've Got a Dick Pic. Let's look at it in the middle of the show.
You're the one but your watch will beep and do all kinds of stuff.
Oh, please. It's always go. Do you know how many dick thumbnails I've seen pop up on your phone?
Nope.
I could make a collage with it of your face that would be 20 by 20 feet.
So that's a good idea. See, I'm turning it over.
It literally just did it.
No, that was mine. It was an email.
Uh-huh. Okay. So that's Ray Gunn. And Captain Sandy says, you know, it's always good to have a woman on deck. Always good.
Always good.
Somebody gave me that shot. And now
I want to give that shot to somebody else so I can talk about it.
I'm going to give
later
it to her.
That I gave her her shot. She can always remind other people that she worked with me.
That she got her shot
with me.
From a woman.
From Captain S.
From Captain S. That's how you lead her ship.
Her ship.
Her ship.
I led her ship, and now she leads her ship.
Malia, leading her ship. All right.
Oh.
Let's just talk about the thick dick in the room, shall we?
Holy shit. This guy,
y'all,
very chefy.
Dave is a chef.
He's perfectionist.
Not, he's not very chefy.
He's not an asshole that we've seen.
Yeah.
He just wants to do good stuff for himself. He's like, I'm really hard on myself, blah, blah, blah. But sometimes with chefs that manifests in an asshole behavior.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's going to with him. Maybe we're wrong.
I don't think so.
But
he did.
He is hot and bald.
You know, he won a gold British ski champ. He's literally an Olympic gold medalist. And he's an does out.
I don't think he went to the Olympics. You mean
or British gold that, ski champion?
Yeah,
that, yes,
that's different.
But he talks about he's done a lot of outdoor stuff. He said, "I've cheated death so many times," and I wrote that turned poodle on so
ooh,
much.
Yeah, yeah. Not as much as someone else later, and then I'm going to talk because I'm going to talk about Storm later.
Okay, that's fine. I knew Storm. Yeah. If you don't think there's going to be a secret scene between ooh, Storm and Sheffy this yes, season, then yes, you're listening to the wrong show.
Yes.
So, also, then we meet Jason. He's an American from Indiana, loves his Hoosiers.
Who needs to wash his hair.
It does look kind of funky. He's cute.
He's cute.
Until you, his attitude isn't great.
I mean,
he's rightfully pissed off, though.
Well, I think he's coming into this in a different way. I think he's thinking you can tell y'all Jason is running away from something.
Yeah.
Cuz he was a commodity person for a while. Then something went wrong or
he decided
he didn't want that. He's running away from something. So if a lot of times when you're running away from something and it doesn't turn out exactly how it should for you, you're going to you can't run away from yourself. Wherever you go, there you are. And other cliches, yeah, Sandy would say.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not really comfortable with himself right now. You
no,
can tell
he's not.
So, but I think it exacerbates the problem that Ray Gunn really seems to do very little besides smoke and look at the water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Now, that is probably in the editing, but
she did say, though, this is a very stressed, that she was on a much more relaxed boat before in her experience.
But they are showing, editing is getting every moment they can of her smoking or just looking at suitcases waiting for him to pick them up.
Yeah, the crew doesn't like Ray Gunn.
Yeah, you mean the editing, the production crew. Like crew.
They didn't love her. So then we meet Kyle, who's a steward.
Who is fabulous gay serving queen.
Fabulous South African.
South African.
South African gay. He's a South African gay.
If you're just listening, his South African accent is Scottish. I know.
Kyle's is?
No, yours.
No, mine's South African.
Again.
It's just like a South African.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like a dick on the Barbie.
That's Australian.
Whatever.
That expression. You're screaming.
I'm fine now. So
I just have to say you're screaming.
That's great. That's where, and so Kyle comes on board, and that's when we find out that Z and his friend Storm, no, not
quarantine,
not of the X-Men, a male name.
Unfortunately, Storm from the X-Men, not Halle Berry.
Not Halle Berry.
The actual comic book character,
yeah,
Storm.
Storm, yeah. Storm is actually a male. Not the comic, but in this, he's a male, and he'll be,
and
he and Z
unlike Storm and the X-Men, he doesn't have a lot of hair.
Yeah, and he does not have mutant powers to control the weather.
That's true.
So, Storm and Z will be on the boat
tomorrow.
Looks like
Storm has body hair, just not hair on his head.
Boy, someone looked.
I'm into him.
Please get
I
it done tonight. Please.
Him.
I knew with that mustache. Please get it done tonight.
God, that's perfect for riding.
Does tickle you while you're trotting.
Yes. The perfect tickler.
Hi-o, dick pig, away! All right, so.
Oh, where were we?
Did we meet? Is that everybody?
And Natalia.
Oh,
second
Natalia. Natalia is.
Or they're not ranked.
I think I know. I skipped her accidentally.
Because she looks just like Natasha.
She looks just like Natasha.
So,
Natalia is from.
Same. England.
England.
England
so,
as well.
Literally British.
I think so.
British. Looks just like. And
brunette.
I think that's what you're going to say. This is a. Sorry, I hiccup. This is a casting fail.
It's a casting fail. And let me talk. And I'm not saying it's a failure for anything involving these two cast members and who they are. I'm saying it's a casting fail because you want to provide the most specific looks you can so people can tell people apart. This is a I'm gonna put up a supposition. I think they had someone else and someone fell through. I don't think casting doesn't make these kind of mistakes on shows like this.
Or think someone just died in your apartment, above in your apartment.
No, she's moving around a body.
Probably about to vacuum. Or also, I thought when they filmed this was really in the thick of kind of right after COVID.
That's true.
So it probably also could have been very slim pickings on, as we know, Z and Storm are late because that's when you had to do a 14-day quarantine just before they could come on the boat.
Right.
So I'm agreeing with you, though. I think probably not the first choice.
This is, if any casting people are watching, they would think, what the fuck are they doing?
Yeah.
You just don't do that.
No.
Yeah.
You don't.
It's a little inside baseball, but you want people to be individuals so the people at home can pick them out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, I like
but
Natalia.
She's, I like, she seems fine. Her and Natasha together seem fine. They seem like they're beginning to start a girl group.
Yeah.
I mean, at any moment, they just need
and
a third member.
Kyle, he's perfect.
Yeah, but he is perfect in drag. So that's basically everyone on the boat. And I will say Captain Sandy says she's excited about Z because she said, y'all, Malia did so much with Z, his season. So much. And did you like how Captain Sandy said?
Oh, yeah.
I saw a lot of potential for working so much with Z.
I really laid the groundwork for so much of his success. And I'm happy to bring him back to reap those rewards. And just see him grow even more under my direction. She's such an asshole.
Malia did everything with that. Everything.
It's unbelievable. And there's one, before we move on to teabags, there's one little bit of where Sandy, I just have to give this quote. I just want to meet everybody. Just have a big group meeting. Everybody happy? Cozy? You know, I like to run a boat where we all help each other. So just know that I'm always there for you. But if it's not sweeping floors, no. I'm a floor queen.
Yeah.
You better have those floors spotless. That's the thing for me.
It's a thing.
Like, you might as well just have a broom right in front of me sweeping as there, like the Giants do in Asia. You got to sweep the insects in front of me.
One of those weird dogs in Alice in Wonderland.
Exactly.
Liked Alice in Wonderland. You know, story of a woman falling down a hole, just looking for something to fulfill that hole, you know?
No, that's not what she's like. That's weird.
She's in love with that smiley cat.
That's weird. No, she'd have a problem. She'd only love the one that I love because of all the sitcom characters on it.
Probably.
Yeah, that version.
Probably.
And I like it if she goes in the same, she's like, you know, my boat. She's acting like it's an exception. She's like, there's no sexual harassment on this boat. Like, this is something.
No hate speech. And then
no hate speech.
But you got to say those things. You have to say those things.
But it's not something we normally see.
She did say that, like, on other boats you have this, but on my boat I don't do. The way she said it was like she was taking.
Like every.
Out in the world, everyone's just hate speeching each other on their boats. But on my boat, I'm taking a stance.
That may be the truth. But know that this is already in the production contracts already. This is all for show for her.
I wonder if they're saying that because it's going to come back.
Maybe.
And if you fall in love, that's fine. That's going to come back.
That will come back, yeah.
That is going to come back. I think that, so we've already met every, so yes, Dave and Natasha. Natasha says, it's okay if we room together. And he said, okay, she's
so y'all
each other. So
you know, moment one, they've fucked before.
Yeah.
Even though they haven't
It's very clear that they fucked before.
Yeah. So y'all.
And then we meet Ray and Carlos, bless their hearts,
who are going to have to actually do things.
Two of the homeliest engineers we've ever seen next to this gorgeous guy. They're just standing there and they're sitting. And I went, wait a minute. Who?
Those are the engineers?
Is that Bravo's accountant over there in the corner?
Yeah. Is that the guy who fixes the refrigerator?
I think so.
But also, because we have two deck crew who are missing, they have to help a lot with, like,
they are,
with
yeah.
leaving, with getting out port and everything like that. So they're having to do a lot of work.
I did love, this is kind of was my first tea bag. My first tea bag is literally about tea. Captain Sandy was helping, but I love when she said, oh, this is Sandy's. And she picks up a huge thing of Lipton iced tea. And you know she keeps that in her cabin because on a hot day, boating all day, she just comes home.
Only Lipton. That's the only brand for me.
I'm sure it's like an unsweet peach or something like that.
Oh, God!
And she gets in there and she's like, I just want to get back to my room. Just shut the... They've got a Kathleen Turner marathon on AMC, and I'm just going to watch them. Just going to drink my peach tea and watch my Kathleen.
Jewel of the Nile.
Velvety voice.
Perfect.
Velvety
voice. Jewel of the Nile.
Velvet. Loved her. Loved her, except for that movie
War
where
she
killed
Roses.
People. That wasn't her.
Yes.
Wasn't her.
Cereal Mom? That's a great movie.
I know, but I could see her. Yeah.
She'd have a problem with it.
She'd
You're
have
right.
a problem with it, yeah.
Yeah. It's not a good look. Not a good look for you, Kathleen. Mm-mm. Can I call you Kathy? Kath?
Kath.
So we need my first one is I'm just
We're
gonna
so
run
stupid.
Down. I'm just gonna run down. Billy Rodriguez is the primary.
Whoa.
Y'all. This is ugly, ugly gay. I'm not saying an appearance kind of thing. This is ugly, ugly behavior from a gay person. And they think sometimes it's cute and you can get by with it, especially when you're going to be... The stereotype of the bitchy gay, especially when you're in customer service and things like that, we've all seen it. This is worse because he... obviously knows this, and he's never happy with anything, and he thinks it's cute. He thinks it's cute to do this. Mm-hmm. And he's going to realize when he sees it on television that it's not cute.
Maybe. I don't know.
But y'all, they want a local drag performer who we're going to be able to see. All available toys out. That's
a
Sandy
toys.
Thing.
She loves her toys.
I need all the water toys to be played with.
But the slide's held up in customs.
That fucking slide. There's always a problem.
I love that. What was the joke where Dave? They were looking at the preference sheet, and Dave said, "Because they're doing the preference sheet. That's where we talk about Billy. He's coming with his boyfriend Chris. They're celebrating
their anniversary.
Engagement or something like that." And Dave said, "Oh, they won't want beets." And he says, "Can't be a root." Can't beat a root.
Can't beat a root.
And Captain Sandy looks at him and goes, huh, that's funny.
I got to use that one next time on the Lead Her Ship tour.
That's funny. Dave, he's a comedian here.
Coming to Tampa.
Welcome, everyone. Can I get a root? Can I get a root? Nope, because you can't
beat
a root.
They taste like dirt.
That's a DJ joke. Get it?
So they are... I liked it. They're kind of near the end, and Captain Sandy goes, "All right, everybody, I'm going to bed." Oh, yeah, she says it like three times this episode.
She does say, "I'm going to bed."
So
yeah,
the next day, y'all, Dave's already bringing Natasha a coffee,
and they're yes, it brings her coffee that morning, and yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Would you want to finish your?
Natalia. What is that? I don't see what that. I'm saying the wrong thing. So Reagan is still smoking, and she leaves Jason to carry this enormous kind of dock thing that she can't do. And y'all, Sandy starts to notice, and she's like, "That's a huge thing. Look at that guy." So y'all,
man, you're strong.
Jason's already on Sandy's good list.
Wow, you are. Have you ever done stunt work? Have I seen you in Xeno?
Were you
right, Warrior Princess?
Have
you
ever done shot pudding?
Yeah, shot pudding.
Because
yeah.
I was on a team once upon a time.
Yeah, loved it.
Ran anchor.
Should watch Xena, by the way. She's
oh yeah,
real strong,
very much so.
Yeah.
So later on, we find out Kyle. This was a big deal. He officially came out last year because he had a 12-year relationship.
He did
in secret. And in South Africa, you guys, there are most places in South Africa, except for very, like...
Have you heard of homophobia, my boy?
Have you heard of human homophobia? Human trafficking, my boy. that I think it is very difficult to be gay in South Africa.
Yes, very.
Unless it's like parts of Cape Town, it's still not okay.
No.
So it's interesting. And he's like, I'm almost 30 and I do want kids one day. And anyway, I think that was a really interesting thing because this is, I think he's going to wind up, he seems really fun, seems laid back. He's ideally what we want. He's also good with the camera and he opens up easily.
I think he will. I could see him clashing with Natasha only because when she talks to them of who to be second Stu or not, she decides not to give any hierarchy.
Oh, I thought he was being funny.
Because about being funny, but there's often truth in joking.
I see. Okay.
Where
I can see
said,
that.
You know, like where he basically said, I was chief whatever before.
Right.
And so I could see if he has a big disagreement with her.
Yeah.
I think we see a clip of him. They show that he ends up making out
with a charter guest.
Yeah.
That's not cool. But it kind of is. That's what I would get caught for.
You would. You would. All right, you guys. We're going to take a quick commercial. We'll be right back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother. But that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
You know, it's pretty cool what I just did. I kind of navigated going out of this little marina here.
All by yourself.
It's kind of awesome, really. It's pretty awesome. I'm awesome.
Did it on your own.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much.
I mean, they were telling me distances, and people were telling me what to do, and I just put the steer. But it's still amazing.
Yeah, you're amazing.
Give credit where credit's due. I led her ship.
You did lead. You
my ship.
Yeah.
Lead my ship tour. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what I should start calling it. The lead my ship tour.
Lead my ship, yeah.
Got to tinker with that.
Yeah, I got to tinker with
that. Talk to Jonathan, the manager.
It is, y'all, they're not going to use this much of a plot point of the dolphins are basically the little. They
How
look
about
like
those buoy. Dolphins?
Yeah. How about those dolphins? They're like these steel kind of buoys.
Yeah.
But they're not buoys. I think they're in a ground. But they're basically, they have to go through them. They're called dolphins. But it's very narrow on this
it
boat.
Is. It's and the small, boat is huge.
And the boat's huge. This is going to come up again.
Yeah. Because they show her hitting something.
Yeah, because they're going to have to come back and dock here every time. So.
So, we some bitch.
Why don't they put like soft bumpers or something on those? So like if people hit them, it just is like a.
Like a warm hug,
like a you just hit the cushion.
I'm not sure that's probably a good question.
I guess they do, but when you have however many tons of boat in the water,
right, doesn't
it's
matter.
It's not like a sleep number bed wrapped around a pole is going
to
help.
I don't think they're supposed to move either, so I think they need to be very strong. But you're right. Maybe they could put some felt around.
Yeah, just some felt. Just go to Michael's.
Just go to Michael's.
Go to Michael's. Get some felt. It's fine.
So, you guys, the primary is already having problems saying, I guess I'll wait till everybody gets their drinks. It's okay. It's just me. Just being catty. And it actually makes me really uncomfortable watching this behavior and people saying, oh, this gay guy, they're all like that.
Yeah.
Do you find yourself?
I don't take it as much anymore because I think if people think all gay guys are like that, then they need to have more gay people in their life.
I guess it's a stereotype thing.
I know, but I think I agree though, especially in parts of the world where people aren't able to know a lot of gay people. That's what they think. I think especially it's still not a great representation that you want to see. But as like Wah said from Just Call Me Wah, she said with Bilal, it's still fucking representation. So it's still representation.
It's just the worst kind.
So this is going to come up. But again, Dave is talking about his cooking style. And he's like, yeah, I really don't follow a preference sheet. Fat, sweet, salt. He starts saying all these fucking like, not food, whatever chef's table words that they use on that Netflix, and said, I just really do what I want to do and I follow the recipe and see if it works. Poodle literally was banging himself with a pat of butter to this. Just going,
I was like, oh, my jeans are sticky.
As soon as he said, I don't really follow a recipe, I went, oh, fuck.
It's hot, really hot. I was just like, I was deep throating the pepper mill.
And you would so want him to cook for you and bone you at the same
time. Yes. Yes. I'd let him feed me, and I hate people feeding me.
Have you ever dated a chef?
I have not. Let me think. I've dated someone in culinary school.
Not the same.
It's not.
Because people love being a chef when they're in culinary school. But then when they work at a restaurant, they hate it.
That's true.
But they love it.
I take that back. I did date someone who was a chef. Yes, he worked as a chef in that place in Neiman, Bar Verde. You know that place in
the Grove? Nordstrom's?
Yeah, Nordstrom, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he worked as a chef there.
Did you get free food?
Once.
Didn't date that long.
Didn't last long.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, once. And then I didn't want to go back to the buffet.
Okay.
You know, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd seen all there was to see.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Dipped in once.
Okay. So my next teabag is, so Jason kind of tells Raygun, like, hey, step the fuck up and carry a bag.
This is not right.
Okay. Speak to that.
She's your superior.
That's what I thought too.
Don't fuck this up. You're going to.
This is day two.
You're going to shit yourself. Yes, you may be in a bad mood from what you've been having to do, but it's going to seem. Number one, she's your superior. Number two, she is a woman. And if Captain Sandy hears about this, Captain Sandy's going to come down hard as fuck on you.
Yeah, I wondered if he would say that if it was a man.
I doubt it.
Yeah, I thought that.
He's not happy.
Yeah.
He's not happy-go-lucky.
He's running away from something.
Yeah. And I don't know if we're going to... I don't know if we will... I'm going to say this now. Don't know if he will make it, the whole charter.
Well, I was going to ask who you thought at the end of the show, who you think would be gone, but we can ask that now.
I think for almost certain, Raygun is gone. I think Raygun is also going to be gone.
I think Raygun. Raygun, I think they want us to think Raygun is going to be gone, but I think it could be Jason first.
Possibly, yeah.
We do know, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, we do have someone from last season coming back on
to work on deck. But we don't know what position. And it makes me think of, I don't know what they would do for someone to become a new bosun. I don't know if anybody has Boston experience.
No.
So that's why
true.
I don't think it would be Ray Gun. I think it's going to be him.
I just think they'll bring in a new bosun. I can't imagine Captain Sandy letting this go, especially after what we saw in the end of the
show. Especially at the end of the show, yeah.
So what's your next teabag? I know I'm kind of excited about this season.
Y'all, you know what Billy's favorite restaurant is? I'm going to tell you this right now. Billy loves Buca di Beppo.
Oh!
That's his favorite because as he's eating Dave's incredible, amazing food, peppery.
Ugh.
Y'all, as Poodle says, this man has no palate.
Zero.
He eats trash food and
thinks he's a foodie.
And he snobs Olive Garden, but thinks Buca di Beppo is fancy Italian.
Yep.
The last time I had Buca di Beppo, like 20 years ago, I couldn't shit for 4 days.
You have to roll me out of a place like that. Like Violet from
like
Charlie and Chocolate
Factory.
Like
I can get behind. At least you get a free meal to take home to overeat later. Buca di Beppo, you just feel terrible.
Only in America.
Hey.
That's an Olive Garden thing, right? Not Maggiano's. I think it's an Olive Garden thing.
It Maggiano's does it too.
Oh, do they?
Yes. Hey, our food's so cheap, we're going to give you one for free. Take it home.
So not only can you have the experience of eating out when you're eating out, we also want the reflux and diarrhea that you're going to get after our food to have to fill with you at home.
We want it to last.
It's unbelievable.
It is. It is. So, and to go on, Billy says that they're eating, and so, like,
it has cinnamon in it. It's got cinnamon in it.
Well, I'm like, yeah, they serve everything. He's like, how do you eat seafood without lemon? Like,
it's everything, yeah.
Everything. And then he goes on to say, cinnamon was on my preference
sheet.
No, he said,
there's 137% chance that cinnamon was on. Like, there is no bitchier way to say that something was on your preference sheet. And I think 137 is the bitchiest number possible.
The bitchiest number possible. And guess what was not on his preference sheet?
Fucking cinnamon, you bitch.
And when they showed him, he goes, oh.
Oh my God, he wasn't even sorry.
Didn't say I'm sorry.
Wasn't even sorry.
He just said, I couldn't believe I didn't put that on there.
Oh.
Billy's going to be a big one for a while. Here, you can talk about Billy and his interaction with Ray Gun.
Oh. Now, the thing about it is, especially if you're the primary, y'all, she's like, oh, you want to do the... She's like, when would it get in the water? And she's like, oh, you want to do like paddles and stuff? He's like, no, like the jet skis and stuff. It's like, oh, you want to do that before? He was like, so you didn't say yes, King, yes, Louis the 15th. So I need to do that immediately. Yep. She honestly should have said yes, sir.
She kind of is like, she's kind of like a Daria or Bosun's. She just doesn't seem her. She's not super energetic.
No.
And you just, it's, if you don't, as Billy says later, like, she's just not bubbly and warm. And that feels shitty coming from a gay man saying about a woman.
Right.
So I want to honor that and say that's fucking shitty of him to say. So I'm not saying you need to be bubbly, smile, like,
perky.
No.
But you need to be cruise director.
But
you need to be cruise
you
director.
You need to be fun. You need to seem fun.
You need, all the bosuns who we've had, it is a little bit of a PR post. With that, and if you're kind of shitty to the guests, no one really is going to like you.
She's because y'all, Reagan just wants to smoke her next American, whatever it's
spirit.
Called, spirit.
No, I guarantee you, she does not smoke Americans because they're terrible cigarettes.
Oh, I don't know.
She's probably doing everyone who's not American would say that American cigarettes are terrible. Camels or people would overseas would smoke Camels, but
really
they all hate American cigarettes. Yeah,
does theirs have more tobacco in them or something?
Yeah, usually. No.
What did you smoke?
I smoked anything. You know, there was a French brand that we really liked.
God, never mind.
I can't really remember it now.
Le Pouf. That would go well.
Donnez-moi le pouf.
S'il vous plaît. Je prends un pouf.
Oh
no, it was I smoked a lot of Parliaments. And they're not good either.
They're not. But yeah, Jesus. Billy says she kind of walks away and he says, I don't know.
I don't think Reagan's my favorite.
No, he doesn't even say it that aggressively. It's so passive. He says, I'm not sure she's my favorite. And then he says, like, I think Reagan is my enemy.
Yes! He said.
I asked her simple questions and I get stank face. Like, I don't need stank face. I'm irritated with her.
This motherfucker thinks he's the Sun King.
God.
Who needs to be yes, sir, no, sir. Like, he went on this boat hoping to be treated like goddamn Louis the 15th.
I guess or Louis the 14th. Chris is marrying him because Billy's rich.
Must be.
Doesn't act it.
Boy, I feel sorry for Chris. Like, no, this is their anniversary.
Oh, their anniversary.
So I don't know if they're married. Yeah, but it's their anniversary.
He is like Goldie Hawn on Overboard before she got amnesia.
That's being mean to Goldie Hawn.
You know what?
At least
you're
Goldie
right.
Hawn was funny
and fabulous.
Yes,
he's not even
he's
well
not
dressed.
Even funny, but he thinks he's funny.
He does. He does.
And this abusive behavior he thinks is funny. And y'all, Kyle is being so nice to him. He's like the Billy Whisperer. Being like that.
Kyle is like when he has, he said, Cinnamon, I think it was on my preference sheet. And Kyle like made a joke and said, oh, well, I'll have to check that again.
And so he's doing well. And y'all, Kyle talks to Sandy. She's like, he's not happy. This is a smart move.
Mm-hmm.
Because now Kyle is kind of trying to mitigate it with the captain.
Well, he said not happy. And he said something like he's a bit of a complainer. He said something like that.
He said he's had too many.
Yes, yes, yes.
And Sandy says, and of course he's like, the first words out of his mouth as soon as Sandy comes up, he's like, you know, I'm a customer service guy. Y'all, those words should put, I'm a customer service guy are the scariest five words you will ever hear.
Yeah, yeah.
Terrifying.
As soon as someone reminds you they work in customer service.
Run. Or find a way to get out of there.
Yeah, yeah.
Say, the building.
Billy's on fire.
Look over there.
And that's when he tells her about the stank face. And Captain says, uh-huh. And he says, but I'm just annoyed because, you know, our slide should be out at all times. I said all times.
The slide actually got held up in customs.
Okay, well, anyway. But she has stank face.
And then he said, but you should make up for it. You should do anything you can to make up for it. This is someone who doesn't want you just to provide above and beyond. This is someone who wants you to do everything possible to make them happy. And the most important thing here, that you are craving to give them your approval.
Yeah.
That's all you want. People are begging for your approval. Yeah. That's why you booked this.
Yep.
And that's what you want. And you're a disgusting, awful person.
He is. He's gross.
Ugh.
He's gross.
So it turns out they
Am I the only one wearing a suit tonight?
Turns out
you guys are trash.
And it turns out
nice to say to your friends.
Right. Turns out they can't be on the jet skis because
they're drunk.
They're drunk. And Reagan's like, in the water?
Okay. It is. They are doing stuff. Yeah, Reagan. That's where I went.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm
telling you, she's not going to last. It may be Jason who goes first. There's no way she's
making
it. But there's
no way
season.
She's here. A bosun who doesn't want to jump in the water, y'all.
Yep. It's a problem.
On a boat.
Yep. This is interesting because she doesn't seem to be a good fit for the boat in general.
No.
And it's weird. It seems like I think the more conversations she has with Sandy, the more both of them will get very annoyed with each other. She seems to be the one who really, and Jason doesn't really fit in either. Neither of those people who are on deck really fits in. So
do you feel like, I was wondering, because I know
it's much harder to find a female bosun.
Yeah.
There's not a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if they either just had very slim pickings, but I can imagine Captain Sandy saying,
I want a female
Malia's
bosun.
Not going to be here. I want a female bosun, like yeah. demanding that. And good for her. But I think that this, what if this is kind of all they could get of a cast
with COVID,
with everything.
And totally possible.
Someone who's completely because it's like she's never done this before.
I think she's done smaller boats, and I think she's been.
But isn't this like this leader? She doesn't have a leadership capacity at all.
It seems like she should have been like fifth choice.
Yeah.
And the people above her. It seems like she was the one to throw in to be quirky. Like, look at this girl with her kind of cosplay hair and blah, blah, blah. She was the quirky choice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And y'all, you don't do the quirky choice. You do that just to make the others look better. You throw them in. It's a casting thing.
Ooh, they're going to fight. They're going to fight.
I just gave you a casting secret, bitches.
You did. So, again, so they sit down for dinner. Of course, Billy sends his steak back because it wasn't cooked enough. Yeah. But the main thing you need to know, my teabag is, Z and Storm show up.
Yay!
Again,
love Z.
Not Halle Berry. Not Halle Berry.
It's true.
It's actually
not even the character. Not even the comic character.
Not the comic character who married Black Panther. No, it's actually
they got married.
Yeah, they got married in the comics.
Yeah, I never read. I don't read the comics, so
that's why. All was a big boo once Black Panther died because they thought that now that Marvel owns X-Men, they could bring in the whole X-Men Storm thing. I just lost you.
Yeah, I can't get into comics. I'm sorry. I just
it's fine.
No. Nope. That's even past my geek level.
I bet there's some Slash that you could get into.
Oh yeah. Definitely. It would need to involve lots of comic gay character sex though. Like deviant shit. Like stuff that's so gross that
just what like Skeletor getting fucked by Cringer, the cat.
Yes, yes, like skull fucking him in the eye. His empty eye socket.
Beast Man, instead of switching faces,
eye
just switches penises.
Yes, that's it.
Wow, okay.
Well, I like that one. Ooh, that's even better.
I did see a Facebook ad for a Care Bear shirt, and it was Care Bears, but dressed as like muscle bears. And like,
that's wrong.
There literally was a Care Bear, like in cart. They were like in a collaborative of all
and
of them together.
And one had a butt plug out of his
ass. One had a butt. Even that offended you.
Well, you know what that is? That's taking something that is, you could have made that funny sexual, and you turn it into mainstream masculinity, gay, you wind up isolating part of culture.
I agree.
It. That's why it's gross. You marginalize.
I agree.
With it.
Yeah.
You're using it as a tool.
And also, don't reference anything about the original. So it's not even funny. You're not even.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
I'm sure we haven't done that at all.
No, not at all.
Okay, so y'all, the drag queen comes out. That's great. What's your next teabag?
I need to say something about this drag queen. This is my next teabag, basically. As soon as I saw a drag queen like come up on the boat, like she's the woman on the edge of the ship, and I went, it's the Maltese drag queen.
It is the Maltese drag queen.
That is a very, very underrated Humphrey Bogart film.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He made that right after Maltese Falcon.
Yeah, right after that.
That's funny to me and like maybe 20 other people.
Maybe 20 other people.
Wow. When I saw her, I went, this is the Maltese drag queen.
I guess she couldn't wear heels because of the boat, right?
Yeah, probably.
So, because she's wearing tennis shoes.
Now, what did you think of her death drop?
She kind of hurt herself.
I was like, that looked like it hurt a little bit.
I don't think there's a lot of drag queens on Malta.
In Malta?
I mean, maybe she came from Sicily. Because Malta's right by Sicily, y'all. And so...
You're like giving us a geography lesson.
Maybe
like,
Sicily has a good drag. I don't know.
Her name is Trina Wild. I said that was a complicated death drop.
It was clunky.
And there, y'all, as soon as they got a As soon as they got a drag queen, they were fine.
They were fine. Everybody had a good time. So my next teabag is...
Oh, is it my turn? You said you're... I was talking about the drag queen.
I don't care. Talk about something. Go ahead.
So Storm has...
We see Storm...
And he's like, I've known Z for a long time. He's been growing up, and he's been my best friend. And he's like, I would describe myself as a dirtbag pirate. And I wrote down, if you needed to nail my type in two words, it's dirtbag pirate.
It's dirtbag pirate.
I will go crazy for a dirtbag pirate.
Y'all, more than a lot of people we've seen on this show.
Oh, this guy does nut checks every box for me.
He's very confident but doesn't seem arrogant. He's a little bit dickish. He looks like he smells but hopefully doesn't.
I think I would rather them look like they smell than actually smell.
Yeah. Because there's some people who look like they smell and you know they smell.
I don't mind a little BO, but I can't take the 3-day European
BO.
No,
but like he wears something natural.
Yeah, the Rock deodorant.
Yeah, something like that.
He also says, if everyone likes you, you're doing something wrong, which I completely agree with.
The mustache turns you on.
All of it. I would beg for it. Saying it now. 10 out of 10, would beg for it and would do it again. Yes, would beg.
This type of guy, not only would you bang, this type of guy you would fall in love with.
Yes, and that's a problem.
Actually, lust with.
No, this, trust me, I know who this guy is. Yeah. Yeah, it would be dangerous for me to be on a boat with this guy.
Did you already follow his Instagram?
I need to. That's a good idea. I watched this morning, so I wasn't.
Oh, that's true.
That was my next. What's your next
mine
one?
Mine is Natasha goes to bed and in her room with Dave, and you hear her say under her breath, and you don't know if it's a joke or not, but she says, do you want a screw?
I knew it. I knew it wasn't a joke.
And he said, I don't think, and he said, yeah. And yeah, they're already fucking first
They bang.
Night. They're bang.
No, they've fucked before.
Just like that Ricky Martin song, she bangs.
She bangs.
She bangs. She looks like a butterfly, stings like a bee. Whoa, she got moves to me. She got moves to me. Yeah, there is something hot about Dave in that.
You mean the chef or
the
Storm?
Chef? Yeah. The chef. Dave has a... There's somewhere that perfectionism comes from a desire to be liked.
Oh, yeah.
But he's also confident about who he is.
Yep. And he's quiet.
That's fucking hot.
Yeah. Dave is right up there. Storm is a little bit higher for me.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I need to. Anyway, Kevin Sandy, the toys. We want all the toys out.
Toys,
it's a big thing.
Toys. It's a priority.
So,
yeah, because basically she also said Captain Sandy freaks out. She's like, there's always needs to be toys in the water. And Reagan says,
and where's your anchor watch schedule?
I was going to work on that. And the way Captain Sandy, and I think she's right, this should already be done.
Yeah.
This should already be scheduled
especially out. With someone like Captain Sandy, y'all, who is a fucking control freak.
It should already be done. So, I mean, they're 2 days in. She should have on the first night mapped out the schedule, have it.
I'm going to say this now.
It's like she's never done this.
She can't come back. I don't know if she's going to be able to come back from this for Captain Sandy, because Captain Sandy remembers
everything.
Yeah.
But
strangely lets the most dramatic cast members stay.
Yes.
Like Lexi.
Because she's like, they're fun. That's effort.
You're a good person.
You got spunk, Lexi.
Yeah.
Okay, so the episode ends with, I didn't know this was a thing. It sounds like something
from... We lost our stabilizers.
It sounds like something from
Captain,
Star Trek.
Captain, I can't give it any more power.
I don't have the power.
Now that's Scottish time.
Yeah, exactly.
South African.
Captain, I can't do it. I can't stabilize
the ship. I
can't
give him any more power.
I don't have the power. So, I didn't even know
ships... And the boat's falling apart.
It's like fucking... I mean, rocking big time. Yeah. Shit is going
the stabilizers
everywhere.
And
Billy's just going, I'm hanging.
And That's the bitchy catty chandelier scream.
Thank they.
And one woman on the boat goes, "Are we crashing?" And I'm like, "You're in the middle of the fucking ocean, bitch.
Ocean.
What would you crash into?
What crash? What?
Crash into me."
That's all I've got.
That's all I've got too.
I'm excited for this season.
I think this was a really solid first episode.
We were
of this
talked
show.
Longer about it than the actual show.
Yeah.
Although
yeah.
this show was 55 minutes.
It's a lot. It's also, it's hard to introduce all the characters.
Yeah,
that's,
it is.
That's what we have to do. We had to do that for Badoo earlier, too.
Again, we didn't see, because we watched it on Peacock, we didn't see it this season
no.
on Below
no,
Deck.
No, no.
So
but you can see
later.
The trailers.
Ooh. 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 Messy. All right, everybody. Go to our, not our website yet, but go to our Linktree link.
Yep.
And that's where you can see all of our show schedules. Come see us. Summer should be fun. It's your last chance until the fall.
I think you missed us because we're recording it this week. This is not gonna play until the 11th.
Oh. Yeah. Come see us in Denver.
No, not even then. This is not gonna play until the week of the 11th.
Well, it was fun, y'all. We had a good time. Show was great. We'll see you when
right?
we
Yeah,
no, Denver's like the 14th.
Oh, you're right.
Come see us in Denver.
Come see us in Denver.
Yeah, the Mile High City. Mile High Gays. That's what they call us.
Mile High Gays.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next time. But until then,
Anchors a Gay.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.